They have found a way to torture me without ever entering my cell. It's kind of ingenious, if I may say so myself. Loud music that threatens to make my eardrums explode. The floor turning scalding hot while I'm sitting down. It's why I always stay close to my cot now. Burns heal slowly, even with my shifter healing abilities. The worst is the fog, though. It comes every few days and fills my cell until I can't help but breathe it in. It burns my lungs, steals my strength, gives me the most terrifying hallucinations. The worst is that there's nothing I can do to stop it. I can't fight an enemy who's not in the same room with me. I sigh and take a swig out of my water bottle. I swirl the liquid around my mouth, moving it in a perfect circle. Yet another one of my new hobbies. There are only so many activities you can do in a room with nothing but a potty and a bed. I glare at the cot. The bedding is the same as when I arrived here, and it's smelly as hell. No wonder, since I'm smelly too. I've tried sleeping without the blanket, but it gets cold in here. Some nights, or days, who knows, I shift to sleep, but that is getting ever harder. Without the chance to move and run, my cat is restless. I'm close to losing control of her every time I shift. I've seen shifters whose animal sides have turned crazy. It's not a pretty sight. So I stay human as much as I can, biding my time. Once the door opens, I'll shift and tear apart anyone who stands in my way. They'll regret locking me up. Not that I'll give them much time to feel regret before I'll rip out their throats. I lick my lips. It's going to be very satisfying. I miss the smell of blood and the taste. No, that's wrong. I don't want to fall victim to those cravings again. Killing is good. Enjoying my victim's blood isn't. I'm an assassin, not a serial killer. There's a difference. Yes, it's a fine line, but the line exists. Lennox and I had a long discussion about that once before he escaped the pack. I smile at the memory. It was after his first kill. He was a gentle boy back then, someone who would never have hurt anyone if he hadn't been forced to do so. The pack turned him into a killer. There's not much left of that innocent boy who decided he was going to be an assassin rather than a murderer. I wonder if he still feels remorse when he kills, or if it's become his normality. I've always been different. I enjoy the hunt, the adrenaline, the kill. The moment the life flickers out in my victim's eyes, extinguishing the spark of life is one of the most exhilarating feelings in the world. Only good sex comes anywhere close. Not that I'd ever kill without reason. I'm not a monster. It's my profession to assassinate, and I enjoy it. Killing someone who deserves it is far more enjoyable than randomly murdering someone. I think it's thanks to Lennox that I don't overstep that line. He's made me a better person without even knowing. My heart clenches at the thought of him, and of the others. Griffin, Riker, my sisters, Bethany, Lily, and Benjamin. They're all my family.